Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go to the phone lines now to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. Mike, you know, one thing I don't understand, well, I do understand to a degree, is nobody's talking the D word, and it's draft.
Yes.
That would be necessary. Because they're not just going to get away with a bombing of Iran. Iran is going to counterstrike. Maybe they will close it. Straits of Hormuz. Who knows? They may turn the. It's not going to be pretty. To invade Iran at that point would probably take about 1 million men. Even then, I'm not so sure that would do the job. And my son says he thinks robots could do it. I don't think we're that advanced yet as far as robots. You know. You're going to need men, infantry, artillery, the whole nine yards, armor. And I don't think we could do it. They're a very mountainous area.
Yeah.
A huge country, a lot of people. And people may not love the mullahs that much, but they love their country. And they don't want to see that country just taken over by another country the way Iraq was. I think you're absolutely going to need a draft. And this would do so much damage to this country. I mean, you know, I've heard people say, well, Iran will conduct terrorist attacks on U.S. soil. They'll use Hezbollah. That's nonsense. They don't have to. We're going to do it to ourselves. There would be such riots. If you get these millennials who are, you know, and Generation Z who are, who don't get their news from the corporate media, get their news off of various internet sites and other things, even RT, things like that. They're not going to let themselves get drafted like that. They're going to fight. They're going to riot. And if they are drafted, if they do go in, you're going to have mutinies within the military, which you had by the way in Vietnam. The reason why they got out when they finally did is so many officers and senior enlisted men were in what they called frags. Is that they knew they couldn't, and there were a lot of units that were just refusing to go anymore. They were refusing to move out in the field anymore. And, you know, that's when you had the Vietnam War, Veterans Against the War. You know, John Kerry was actually the leader of them. And I remember when Kerry made that statement, too, that if you want to, who wants to be the last one to die for a mistake?
Yes.
This is what we're dealing with. And by the way, you know, Kerry is starting to look good to me. What he did with the Iran deal, I mean, I'm not thrilled with the guy, but at least he did something like that. They're saying, well, he's a traitor now because he's talking to the Iranians. Nonsense. He's, you know, he's disgusted. He worked his butt off to have a peace. He did serve in Vietnam. He was, there's no question about that. He served honorably. And, He did everything he could to at least make that deal. Now, as far as, so I don't know what these people are thinking. I don't know what Trump thinks, if he can even think properly. All the aspartame he slugs down every day, you know, with a dozen Diet Cokes and all that. I just don't. I don't know where these people are coming from. That fat pig Pompeo, he's not only a religious fanatic. Okay, he's also stupid. And while Bolton is just plain evil, the man just wants war and more war. That's all that SOB wants. The man is evil. And Kushner's no good either. There's a bunch of these people in there that some of them are inspired by religion. They really are.
Yes.
They think that, I don't know, that we're going to have a, you know, Armageddon, which would probably mean a nuclear war. And somehow, after all that, they think the Antichrist comes back to rule, which would probably be, I think they say, would be the Jewish Messiah, okay? And after that, Jesus would come back and kill everybody else that doesn't believe in in him, and then he'd rule over the planet from Jerusalem. And you know, not to, as if he'd really want to rule over a radioactive planet of radioactive waste. But this is what these sickos actually believe, and they're dangerous. They're dangerous, especially when you think they're in the highest parts of our government, Mike. What are we going to do? I don't know. I just don't understand it anymore. You have any solutions or what?
I really don't have any solutions. You know, ultimately, I wish people wouldn't vote these very dangerous people into office, but unfortunately, a lot of voters share the same religious views. And it's a little scary out there, you know, that there are so many people who think if they help set the world on fire, that Jesus is going to come on down and take them up to the big house.
Yeah, you know, the rapture. I call them end-time rapture Christian Zionists, and of course, you got the Jewish Zionists. These people,
yes.
And they're all packed in there, the heads of the government. You got Kushner, you've got Bolton, you got Pompeo, and you've got Pence. Pence is one of those too, and there's probably more. This is what we're facing, and Trump is so stupid, he doesn't know how to handle the whole thing. He doesn't understand anything that's going on. I think the man's just dumb, really. You know, it was really a bad move to just vote for the guy. I mean, I'd vote for, what's his name? El Chapo over Hillary, okay?
But yes.
As far as the Republican primary, there must have been somebody better that we could have gotten. This guy is a loser, plain and simple. And he's not playing 4D chess. I don't even think he knows how to play chess, period. Anybody knows how to play 4D chess, dispute. He's not playing 4D chess. It's not all part of the plan. You know, people think, oh, well, it's, you know, what's it, QAnon is really coming out and saying what's really really going to go down and all that. There's no QAnon. It's a fiction. It's fake. Somebody playing games. That's all that is. Okay?
Yeah.
The man is stupid. Trump is a dummy. He has no clue what he's doing. I think you and me could, and most of your listeners, and I think you, me, Dustin, and even, what's that lady from Canada called?
Layla.
Layla probably could do a better job than Trump does as president, you know? It's terrible. It really is. I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. I'm getting more worried. I got kids and I got grandkids, you know? And I'm thinking of them. Because, you know, we're not going to survive a nuclear holocaust. It's just not going to happen. I mean, Russia got the ability to destroy us as we have the ability to destroy them. And China would probably get into it and be destroyed also. And so would probably most of Europe and probably the whole planet. I don't think the planet could survive the nuclear winter that would be involved in such a war, you know?
Well, it depends on how many warheads are used because, you know, keep in mind, there have been nuclear explosions already. And the Earth did not come to an end. The radiation is still out there from Hiroshima, from Nagasaki, from all those Pacific tests down in Bikini Atoll and the Marshall Islands, from all the above-ground tests out in Nevada. That radiation is still floating around the atmosphere, and probably it's contributing to cancer rates, but it's not killing the entire world. On the other hand, if they were to, you know, haul off with all 3,000 warheads aimed at the urban centers, I think, obviously, a lot of people are going to die.
Well, you see, the thing is this. It's a matter of escalation. A war between the U.S. and Russia starts over Iran. I don't think it will because I think Putin is smarter than that. He knows what this would do to internally to the United States But let's say it happens, okay? Let's say war between the U.S. and Russia, it would probably start non-nuclear. Whoever wins, who's ever winning, the losing side would then probably start with the nukes.
Yes.
And the other side would start with the nukes. Then you might have just a few nukes aimed at various bases and stuff like that. But if one side does that, the other side is going to increase it. And more nukes are going to, then the nukes will start going into cities. Okay? And then it's a good possibility that other people will decide it's time to, not bury the hatchet, to start getting their old, like India and Pakistan, to get it on with each other. And Israel, might get into it too, and you know, all it would take is one or two nukes to and that would be it for Israel, as small as they are. Pakistan might do that and fire at India, and India might fire at Pakistan. I mean, and then Europe might get into it too. It probably would, because I mean, you know, NATO. So you're talking about a lot of nukes going off, a lot of places getting destroyed.
Yeah. And
I just don't see any. I really don't know how the planet could survive. At least not the planet that we're thinking of. Might be something like you saw the movie with Denzel Washington, right? Book of Eli, or Road Warrior. You know, the Road Warrior and stuff. Might be something like that. You know what I mean? But that's would be a very nice place to live in. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's pretty much it, Mike. So you know.
All right. Well, I certainly would not want to live in that dystopian area, but you know, you might want to think about being ready to deal with it. Again, living where I live now, if there were a nuclear war, Claire and I wouldn't survive it, because there's a first strike target just out here outside the window. Where we're moving to, different story. We are well away from military bases and urban centers, and so we're going to be a lot more serious about storable food and water, and you know, start building that all up all over again, because we sold a lot of it this last weekend. Anyway, Mark, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and we're going to go to Bob in New Jersey. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Donald Trump does not want war with Iran. Donald Trump.
Well, that's what he says.
Abe in Japan, and he met with him and gave him a letter to deliver to the Ayatollah. When the Ayatollah was meeting with Abe, a Japanese ship was struck, and a Norwegian, another company and country friendly to the United States. The Iranians weren't going to do that, but who would? Could it be another USS Liberty? I wouldn't be surprised. Now, take a look at the strength of Mr. Trump. What is he going to do? Is he going to say false flag? He can't. He'd have to prove it. Of course, those shoddy pictures that they showed us and told us, well, that's Iranians taking the bomb off the mine off the ship that didn't explode with Iran written all over it. But let's step back. What is the position of Donald Trump in the world when the Democrats fight him, want to impeach him, charge him with all kinds of crimes, blacklist Russia as the ones that defeated Hillary, and why you have John Kerry breaking the Logan Act, which is against the law, to go and tell the Iranians don't listen to him? That's treason.
Yes.
These are the things that have put us in the position we're in now. Had the Democrats stood behind Trump and Kerry stood behind Trump and not negotiated and not get in the way, he would be in a much stronger position with China to negotiate a legitimate trade deal. People sold this country out, and many of them, Bill Clinton gave them the minds and the method of making the chips that guide our smart bombs. They're made in China.
Yes.
Bill Clinton sold that out. That's about all I have to say. But Trump has been weakened by the people that in the Democratic Party and also the Rhino Republicans that don't stand behind him, because they don't want his message. They don't want the end. They want, in essence, the destruction of the United States. They want to bring it down to a third world level like the rest of the world. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open. The number is 800-313-9443. All right, I want to talk a little bit about Alex Jones, because something is going on regarding InfoWars that is looking like a deliberate smear attack and an attempt to bring him down. Now, the bad news is that the courts ruled against Wolfgang Halbig. They ruled in favor of Posner in the defamation case, so there's going to be some kind of a settlement down the road for that. But apparently last week, some very alert people maintaining the servers at Infowars.com spotted that there was email coming on in that contained child porn. And so they immediately notified the FBI, and the FBI came on in and took a look and said, yes, as far as they can tell, Alex Jones and InfoWars are the victims here. Somebody was trying to flood their server with child porn. Then they were going to call it on in to try and get Alex Jones into trouble. And apparently, all of the emails that were carrying the child porn did relate to Sandy Hook. Well, it looked like things were going to kind of settle on down. But then on Friday, a lawyer for one of the Sandy Hook families said that Alex Jones had been emailing them the child porn to terrorize them, to get them to stop trying to take everybody to court. And so Alex got understandably upset about that. He went on a rant on his Friday show, and he's offered a $1 million reward for any information leading to an arrest. But, I mean, I've known Alex for a great many years. I have no reason to think that he himself is into child porn. I have, in other contexts, seen this trick before, where somebody who does not like you hacks into your server, they plant a bunch of child porn, they call in a report to the authorities to get you in trouble. And it looks like that's what somebody was trying to do here against Alex Jones. All right, last week, actually, yesterday, there was a new poll from Fox News that showed Donald Trump losing not just to Joe Biden, but to multiple 2020 Democratic candidates. And Trump basically is out there dismissing it, saying there's something weird happening at the network favored by conservatives. Now, let us not forget how badly off the polls were back in 2016. But it does seem kind of weird. And again, we get lied to so much about all this stuff. It would be nice to actually have an accurate metric about how people are feeling about President Trump. I mean, the fact that nobody showed up for those MoveOn.org impeachment rallies over the weekend, I think, is one indicator that the president has the support of the American people. But I'm having a hard time thinking that Americans and even Republican voters are 100% happy with Donald Trump, because he has let us down on so many, many things. Now, Joe Biden apparently appeared to suggest using violence against Republicans in response to a question about how he, as president, would deal with the opposition to his agenda in the Senate from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Now, Biden, who's currently the front runner for the Democratic nomination, made the remarks at the Moral Action Congress of the Poor People's Campaign in Washington, D.C. So MSNBC's Joy Reid asked Biden, how would you get past either a majority Republican Senate in which Mitch McConnell was determined to kill all of these ideas, or even a Mitch McConnell in the minority who repeated the consistent filibustering when you were vice president? And anything that came from the Obama-Biden administration, Mitch McConnell considered dead on arrival. And Biden replied, Joy, I know you're one of the ones who think it's naive to think we have to work together. The fact of the matter is, if we can't get a consensus, nothing happens except the abuse of power by the executive. And it is an issue where we have a Congress that is more interested in gotcha points to the opposing party than actually getting anything done. And it's keeping Congress basically in lockup. We've got to take another brace for commercials here. We'll be right back after these few words.
Oh, How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. A little bit of an embarrassment for Bill and Hillary Clinton. There's been this Broadway play, Hillary and Clinton, and it's been starring Laurie Metcalf and John Lithgow, and it actually started back in 2016. It costs $4.2 million to produce, and it's going to be closing end of this month because of poor ticket sales. And that may be an indicator of people just being fed up with the Clintons in general, even though these aren't really the Clintons. I mean, I'd love to see John Lithgow. You know, he's absolutely great here. But apparently, the theme of the script was all about sexism and politics back in 2008. And after getting clubbed over the head with hashtag Me Too, I think probably that turned a lot of people off. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Paul in Montana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good evening, good afternoon, Mr. Rivera. Looking in mail online, and it says Donald Trump tweets, next week ICE will begin the process of removing millions of illegal aliens who have illicitly found their way here. Something like 12 million of them. What do you make of that?
Well, great if he can actually make it work. I mean, you know, they're going after the ones who refuse to show up for their court dates. But, you know, they're dispersed throughout our society. They're going to be very hard to find. I want to see it happen. And it sounds really good, but I'm not going to pop the champagne cork until we actually see them getting thrown back over that border.
Something a lot of us would like to know. Why are not the employers of these illegals being prosecuted?
Good question. They should be. It's illegal to hire them.
Why is it not happening? Why do we never hear anything about that? And as far as this border wall is concerned, how do you spell port? W-A-L-L. You know, I mean, but will we start getting rid of these people? And the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, how come we're not hearing about, you know, how disease-plagued their cars are, their families are, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not hearing any of this stuff nowhere. You know, it's like, you know, hey, wake up, guys. You know, I don't know. I'll let you go. I got a pipe sitting here waiting for me. Later, thank you.
All right, well, have either a good plum or a good puff. I'm not sure which one you're talking about here. All right, let's talk about the economic news. Deutsche Bank has 43 trillion euros in derivatives. They're starting to unravel. Too many of the financial transactions these derivatives were sold on are starting to go belly up. And they're saying a new bad bank is being created. What are they going to do with Deutsche? But those derivatives, those were an absolute disaster. They were never regulated. They were the cause of much pain back in 2008. Now, gold is looking better and better. Normally, the central banks try and cap it at about 1,300, but it looks like it may actually break out. And according to your news to know, they're saying gold is winning in the trade war, which has no end in sight. And they're saying what a U.S. rate cut could mean for gold prices. Now, earlier today, the Fed came on out and said there will not be a rate cut. There won't be a rate increase, but they're not going to cut. They're just going to leave things as they are. But apparently there's this fund manager who says gold could easily hit $1,700. So that would be a good thing. Iran and Russia have signed a memorandum of understanding over cooperation in the energy sector. And the agreement is covering oil, gas, petrochemicals, electricity, and nuclear power. Was signed in Tehran by Iran's deputy oil minister, Amir Hossein Zamania, and his Russian counterpart. So it looks to me like Iran has found a market, somebody who's willing to pay for their oil and gas and ignore the U.S. sanctions. So we'll see what the U.S. does in response to that. Getting on back to our own border, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is now out there accusing Donald Trump of running concentration camps just like the Holocaust in order to keep these migrants, these illegal immigrants, under control. Oh, it's a Holocaust. What a terrible thing you're doing. Well, you know, they chose to come here. It's a very different context from what happened in Germany. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And as that caller mentioned, Donald Trump has announced that next week, Immigration Customs Enforcement will begin the process of removing the millions of illegal immigrants who have illicitly found their way into the United States and, most importantly, fail to show up for their court date, which shows that this whole catch and release thing was never going to work anyway. They basically come across the border, they're arrested. They're told this is your court date to apply for amnesty or asylum, and they never show up. So they're going to try and find them. It's going to be a hard job. They have intentionally been blended in with the general population. Not like they're wearing tags or something. So I hope it happens. I really do hope that it happens. And it's not just more, you know, all talk, and in the end, nothing really happens. Okay, now something that Donald Trump did do that appears to be having an effect. Donald Trump is officially withholding hundreds of millions in U.S. financial aid to three Central American countries as punishment for being much of the source of the current illegal immigration crisis. And The White House informed Congress Monday it will permanently divert $370 million in aid to El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. That money was previously approved by Congress for fiscal year 2018. It had not yet been used. Trump is not stopping there. The administration is also suspending $180 million that was approved in fiscal year 2017 that had not yet been spent. So that's going to upset a lot of people down there. Meanwhile, up in New York, which is going the other way, New York has become the 13th state to authorize driver's licenses for immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally. This happened yesterday, was signed into law. The Democrat-led state Senate voted 33-29 in favor of the bill after several hours of debate and was quickly signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's also a Democrat. The Assembly passed the measure last week. Now, supporters of this bill included the Business Council of New York State, the state's largest business organization, as well as many immigrant advocates who argued that immigrants, especially upstate, require licenses to get to work, care for their families, and take care of everyday tasks, which makes a lot of sense until you remember they're not supposed to be working. This is a slow motion invasion here. Okay. Next year, they're having another census. And one of the questions that will appear on the census form is likely to be the citizenship question. It was going to be on there. Then they said, no, you can't do that. It's racist. And apparently sources involved in the decision to reinstate the citizenship question on the census said the White House wasn't part of the discussions. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you can stop foaming at the mouth toward Donald Trump because apparently he wasn't part of it. I don't have a problem with a citizenship question on the census form. There's other questions there I find far more intrusive and offensive. And technically, there shouldn't be anything in the census anyway, except your name and your age and your address. Because all the census is supposed to do is draw the lines for the voting districts. So, over in Great Britain, you know they're having a major problem with knife violence. Thank goodness they got rid of the guns. That solved all the problems. No, it didn't. There are a lot of stabbings. And the British police have decided on a new tactic. In the homes of domestic abuse victims, they're going to confiscate all the kitchen knives and replace them with round tipped cutlery so they can't be used to stab people. Well, they can still be used to slash, so I don't know how well this is going to work on out. Okay, getting on back to Sandy Hook, Posner versus Fetzer. As the Wisconsin State Journal reports, a Dane County judge on Monday found that a longtime conspiracy theorist living in the Village of Oregon, along with his co-defendant, defamed Leonard Posner, the father of a victim of the Sandy Hook massacre, and allowed a trial for damages against the men to move forward. So, yeah, we have to be civil. That's how you stay out of these problems. I was watching the story on Fox News where apparently one of the Fox reporters was being harassed by an anti-Trump protester saying, you know, go back to Kenya, go back to Fox and do something. I forget what. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Art off the grid, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I just heard you talking about, you know, the new question on the census. I believe you said that was New York. And I remember reading about that a few days ago. And as soon as you said something about that would be racist, you know, I'm assuming you're talking about, you know, to question whether or not, you know, to say no, that should be a question on there, you know, to them would be like a racist statement. All right, well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Here's what all of us white people do, all right? Well, this is what we do. The next time we go somewhere and we have to, whether it be doctor's office, dentist's office, eye exam, wherever it might happen to be, if you ever have to fill out any kind of paperwork, if it ever asks for your race, just tell them that is a racist attitude to be even asking that question.
Okay.
Serious. If asking race on the census is a racist, asking about race in any respect, regardless, job application, benefit applications, anything, it's all racist. Can't ask what race I am.
In the context of the doctor, there are certain illnesses that are unique to specific ethnic groups. And so it's a legitimate question in the context of a medical exam for the doctor to ask what your hereditary background is.
I don't know. I'm just so fed up with this entire conversation. It just disgusts me every time I hear somebody talking about it. That's where I'm at. This has gone beyond the limits of what's tolerable. It's just pathetic that they still want to argue this question. You're here illegally. You know, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And, you know, so what your race? I don't care. I am sick and tired of this being used as a excuse to do or not do something. You're here illegally. End of damn discussion. To ask if, and that's not being racist, because there are white people who, I'm sure, who came from Europe or some other white country over there, and they're white, they're here illegally. What is it, racist to ask them? Or is it only racist to ask you? So just to ask my race, I'm offended.
Well, they're not asking so much about the race, is that they're basically trying to establish citizenship, which is not quite the same thing. And I think, in the context that the purpose of the census is to draw voting districts, it should be that they're checking to see if somebody actually is a citizen, because if they're not, then they're not allowed to vote and they shouldn't be considered part of the count for the voting district.
Right. And from what I understand now, Illinois just passed something where they're going to give even more, you know, driver's licenses and voter ID and all this. It's just, this is America gone, Mike.
It's outright illegal for them to give them voter ID. Illegal immigrants are not supposed to vote.
Oh, they're sure pushing. Anyway, thanks, man. Talk to you another time.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Okay. Let's take a look and see what's going on here. Very sad article here. This is coming out of Dark Moon. The suicide rate in the United States is soaring. And what they're politely calling deaths of despair here in the United States have hit a record high. And that should tell us that things are not very good in this country, that the economy is not very good in this country, that people are just being driven down into absolute misery by this nation. And anyway, out in California, Dianne Feinstein, who's still on an anti-gun crusade, her latest thing is to claim that AR-15s are bad for hunting and home defense. Well, the first one is arguable depending upon what the rifle is chambered for. Because AR-15s, M16s chambered for .223 are designed to wound, not to kill. If you really want to hunt, you need a larger caliber, like a .30-06. But as far as home defense is concerned, AR-15s are perfect. But it's just that AR-15, that's what the gun grabbers want. They're afraid of it. They're afraid of an American people armed with AR-15s. So the gun grabbers are still going on out there. We talked the other day about these drag queen story hours taking place at libraries. And up in Spokane, Washington, there was a Baptist pastor who was exercising his free speech against a drag queen story hour in front of the library. He didn't go in. And the event had a significant militarized police presence, including camouflage snipers atop the roof. And there was a large crowd that was both for and against the men dressed like women reading stories to children. The police made those who were opposed to the drag queen story hour cross the street and stand on the opposite sidewalk. That included the pastor, but he didn't want to go. He felt his First Amendment rights gave him every right to be there on that sidewalk, and they ended up basically arresting him and tossing him in jail. And video footage posted to social media shows police telling Afsin Yatin of the New Covenant Baptist Church that if he does not support the event, he needs to stand on the other side of the street away from the library. So, all right, that's a lot of juice to kick up for a drag queen story hour. I mean, it's one thing for the library and the drag queen to arrange this little event. Who is it who arranged for the police, for the snipers? Who paid them? There's something very weird going on here. All righty. The cartoon series, My Little Pony, which is based on the Hasbro Company's popular figurines, has introduced an LGBTQ couple into the children's cartoon. And so they just aired this episode in which there's a same-sex female pony couple taking charge of a school-aged pony named Scootaloo. And previously released in Europe, The Last Crusade was broadcast last Saturday on the Discovery Channel. So writer-producer Michael Vogel said that he and co-writer Nicole Dubuc were delighted to introduce a same-sex couple, Aunt Holiday and Auntie Lofty, to the children's show. And they had the full permission of Hasbro, which owns the My Little Pony franchise. All righty. Apparently, Starbucks is going overboard on progressiveness. They are basically saying they're going to provide all transgender surgeries for their employees now. So if you're a Starbucks employee and you say, I identify as a woman, they will apparently pay for the surgeons to slice off your gentleman's sausage and whatever else goes along with that. So yesterday, the coffee giant announced its decision to cover all surgical expenses for current and future transgender employees. Now, since 2012, Starbucks has proclaimed great pride in funding the sometimes controversial gender reassignment surgery for its employees. Now the company is expanding its coverage and opting to pay for several additional cosmetic procedures and services for transgendered employees. Well, I wonder how many people who think they are transgender are going to get jobs at Starbucks just to be able to get their surgery paid for here. Okay. Between 2011 and 2014, there was this operation. It was called a Blue View and Sue scam. And it basically amounted to these two Minnesota attorneys who would obtain the rights to porno films, put copies of them online where they could be found, and then everybody who downloaded the porn were sued for copyright infringement unless they paid a $3,000 settlement fee. And they earned about $3 million doing this. And it also earned rather lengthy lodging in prison. One of the lawyers was sentenced to 14 years. And let's see, the other, they don't have it in the article here, but I imagine it's about the same. All right. We need to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Coming up here on the start of hour number three, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. The World Health Organization is getting ready to declare the current Ebola outbreak in Africa as an international emergency. And the reason is because it's spreading rapidly, because it's a conflict zone and people are moving around. They can't get a handle on it. It's now crossed the border into Uganda. So the World Health Organization, according to Reuters, is now preparing to declare an international health emergency over this epidemic. And Ebola has, again, jumped from the Democratic Republic of the Congo to Uganda. And Uganda is not prepared to deal with this. They're basically flinging Ebola suspects back over the border as fast as they can. So it's going to get very, very ugly. But I still have yet to learn which strain of Ebola this is. But it has a 60% lethality rate and a 21-day incubation period. And we know that there are migrants from the Congo crossing into our country with rolls of $100 bills. And with a 21-day incubation period and nobody actually testing them to see if they show antibodies for Ebola, they could get in deep inside the country before they become contagious. It's just insane. It's just absolutely insane. Okay, well, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is getting back out there. He's filing lawsuits in California and New York to try and regain the right of parents to have some choice over the vaccines being shoved into their children. And he was being joined in Sacramento by actress Jessica Biel, who came on out in support of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Vaccine Truth, at which point she got savaged on social media. So one of the reasons to possibly not use social media any longer is public relations firms have developed a whole new business, which is that they load social media up with all kinds of shills who are using software to search for certain topics. And when they find the topic, they'll come on in and say, oh, you know, you're a vaccine denier, or you're a climate denier, or you're being a racist. And it's a paying gig. These are not real people. This is not real grassroots opinion. So good for Jessica. On his Instagram account, Kennedy recently shared a series of photos of himself and Biel in Sacramento, where the two spoke with legislators about Senate Bill 276 and how it would basically require an official from the State Department of Public Health to second a doctor's note to exempt a child from vaccines. Okay, there's the music. We're going to take a break for station identification. 800-313-9443. Join us on the air. We'll be right back with Hour 3.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN.